This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president said Friday that special military units have entered Kherson, a major regional capital that Russian forces captured early in the war. Residents took to the streets to celebrate Russia's withdrawal and the latest pullback by Moscow as it faces intense resistance. Meanwhile, speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it does not seem as if Russians are in the position to take part in any talks with Ukraine.
As long as Russia holds the position that it simply gets to grab as much territory as it wants by force, it's hard to see them as a good faith counterparty in a negotiation.
Separately, Sullivan says U.S. President Joe Biden has no plans to sit down for a meeting with Saudi Arabia's crown prince at the G20 summit in Bali next week. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Speaking to reporters on Air Force One, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters Biden plans to raise the issue of North Korea in his first face-to-face meeting with Xi as president. He's expected to tell Xi that if North Korea continues on its current path, it will mean a more enhanced U.S. military presence in the region. North Korea has carried out more than 30 missile tests in the past year, a record high. Sullivan said the meeting between Biden and Xi will allow for important clarifications and sharpening of understandings between the United States and China, one of North Korea's closest allies. Sullivan added that the president views his meeting with Xi as the start of further engagements, and he said Biden would like to see enhanced trilateral security cooperation. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And you can find more at voanews.com. And by the way, U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Cambodia on Saturday for a meeting of the Southeast Asian leaders. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world has failed Myanmar and is expressing hope that the Association of Southeast Asian Nations will be able to pressure the member state to comply with its plan for peace over the next year. ASEAN leaders at the group's ongoing summit agreed on a plan Friday that largely puts the onus on Indonesia when it takes over the group's rotating chair in 2023 to develop measurable indicators and a timeline for Myanmar to implement the so-called five-point consensus for peace. Guterres says he felt the Indonesian government will be able to push forward the agenda in a positive way. Former U.S. President Donald Trump goes on to court in an effort to block a subpoena by the January 6th committee. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Former President Donald Trump is suing the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. His lawyer telling a federal court in South Florida that Congress cannot compel a president to testify. The filing comes just days before the Monday deadline set by the committee for Trump to appear. The panel, in its last televised hearing, voted to subpoena Trump, labeling him a central player in the effort to overturn the 2020 election. The suit is seen as another delaying tactic by Trump, given the committee is likely to disband at the end of the legislative session in January. Trump is also expected to announce another run for the White House sometime in the coming week. I'm Tim McGuire.
AP sources says a U.S. border agency leader is being forced out. More details from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection is being forced out of his job, leading the nation's largest law enforcement agency. That's according to two people familiar with the matter. Chris Magnus has been on the job less than a year. He was told to resign or be fired, according to two people with direct knowledge of the matter who were not authorized to discuss it publicly, along with Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council. The ultimatum comes after Republican gains in midterm elections are likely to lead to more congressional scrutiny. I'm Shelley Adler.
Gallagher, the long-haired smash-em comedian who left a trail of laughter, anger, and shattered watermelons over a decades-long career, has died at the age of 76. Greg McCardo, in a statement identifying himself as Gallagher's longtime former manager, said, comedian died Friday at his home in Palm Springs, California, after a brief illness. Gallagher, a Fort Bragg, North Carolina native, started out as a road manager for comedian musician Jim Stafford in 1960. Soon began performing himself, owning his act as a comedy store and other clubs. Sledgehammer in hand, he would apply his full muscle to apples, grapes, lettuce, and other produce.